Hey, my name is Peter Golda, and I'm here interviewing Nicholas on his linguistic background. So tell me a few things about yourself and get to know, like, the audience and stuff like that.
So my name is Nicholas Padilla. I was born here in the United States. My mother came from Nicaragua, and my dad was born here. I pretty much am a normal, geek. I'm more of an, RPG or fighters type of person.
Interesting. Awesome. I'm gonna try to remember that. okay, and only one more question.
You're coming back at 12:55.
For you, and that's, how does your language affect your life?
The way that my language has affected my life has mostly been, like, being a part of, I guess, in, like I said, the community, considering that where I live, mostly everybody knows Spanish. Although, like, sometimes I may go to other places, and they may be, like, you know, one person may be a Japanese, another person may be black, and they, of course, don't know the Spanish language. And if they ever needed to understand it, of course, I would try to help them, like, understand what's going on, and if they need, like, help understanding another person. But, to be honest, the Spanish language is a way that I feel connected also to my roots. Considering that I'm Nicaraguan, Colombian, and Puerto Rican, so if it lets me feel that I'm still a part of them. I have gone only once to my mother's country of Nicaragua, twice to Colombia, and I have not yet gone to Puerto Rico. Although I would like to go there, the past experiences for going to these two countries has been really interesting, really fun, and it sort of helped me realize my roots and the reason of Spanish and why I like it.
Very cool. I know you speak Spanish, but, like, the language mix up, like, with different country, like, oh, like, someone hears your Spanish and they're like, oh no, he's not from here, he's from there. And when you're actually from the other place. So, explain that.
Well, for me, it's not that big of a problem. No one really mistakes me for speaking another language. It's just that people don't expect me to speak Spanish. Because most of the time, people may think I'm Indian, actually. Mm-hmm. I remember my friend's first impression of me was that, that he was Indian. But when I told them that I was Spanish, of course they didn't believe me. And then when I spoke a little bit of Spanish, they were pretty much shocked. So pretty much, it's not the problem that, like people mistake me for speaking a different language. It's rather people mistake me for being someone that I'm not, which is, I'm not Indian, but I'm pretty much Hispanic. So it is still, like, trying. So, of course, I just hope that people try not to be so judgmental of my looks and hope that a person can still speak a different language, even if they may seem that they're from another country or from another state or so.
Well, I think that's all the questions that I have for you today, but I want to thank Nicholas for doing this podcast with me. And I had a lot of fun just answering and learning about, like, his culture and, like, his background. So I want to say thank you very much. And is there anything that you want to say just to, like, wrap this up?
I guess that, I don't really have anything.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to end this podcast. I want to thank everybody that's listening out there, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you very much.